If finding joy feels impossible right now, grab your headphones. This one's for you. We're diving into why those feel-good vibes seem to vanish sometimes, and I'm giving you tools to bring them back. Seasonal slumps can make it feel like joy has packed its bags and gone on vacation. But here's the truth. Joy is always a choice, even when it takes some digging to find it. Today, we're getting our shovels. Let's explore why these slumps hit hard and get those tools to boost your joy back up, no matter the weather. Does motherhood sometimes feel like juggling flaming chainsaws while blindfolded on a unicycle? Because same. Motherhood feels like the most rewarding yet challenging adventure. I found myself thinking there has to be more to this motherhood gig than the tantrums, the sleepless nights, and the endless to-do list. In the midst of all the chaos, joy seems to have taken a permanent vacation that we were not invited on. I'm saying enough is enough. I believe joy isn't found, it's created. We can't keep waiting for joy to magically appear. We have to make the conscious choice to choose it, here and now. Are you ready to ditch the survival mode itinerary and start mapping out the route to joy in motherhood? It's a destination we deserve, and it's closer than we think. I'm Kayla, and I'm your host of Joy Granted, the momcast where choosing joy is a non-negotiable. There's this perfect storm happening right now, making joy hard to find. It's a mix of science, leftover holiday stress, and unrealistic expectations. So let's break it down. It's not just in our heads. There are totally legit reasons, both inside and outside our bodies, that make feeling joyful way more of a battle. Our brains don't just flip a switch along with the calendar. Even though daylight hours are increasing, cloudy days or a sudden cold snap can send mixed signals. And that messes with the production of those mood-boosting chemicals, leaving us feeling like the weather forecast matches our internal state. Gray and a bit unpredictable. I like to think of our bodies like little chemical factories. Daylight is a huge factor in making those feel-good chemicals. Less sunlight means less serotonin, our mood-boosting buddy. Then there's melatonin, meant to help us sleep, but with all this darkness, our bodies might pump out too much, which contributes to that groggy feeling. And can we talk about the must-do-all-things syndrome? Winter is like for hibernating, but spring is a whirlwind of social events, kids' activities ramping up, and maybe even spring cleaning ambitions. Our systems might be screaming for more rest, but the external push to go, go, go can be overwhelming and leave us feeling drained. That exhaustion makes cranky seem like our default setting. Let's not forget that the holidays cast a shadow. Even if you loved them, the financial hangover or unresolved family stuff can linger way past January. We carry that weight without realizing it, and then we wonder why we don't have that pep in our step come springtime. And here's the thing that nobody wants to admit. Sometimes that post-winter excitement is a lie that we tell ourselves. We should be feeling refreshed, but instead, we're just spent. It's easy to compare ourselves to those seemingly bursting with spring energy, and that makes the slump feel even heavier. And how about that April stress coming? There's the tax deadline looming, plus the mental load of summer planning, camps, vacations, childcare. It's enough to feel overwhelmed before those things even start. Mama, if you are struggling right now, I want you to hear this. You're not broken, and you're definitely not alone. I want to repeat this until it sinks in. You are not broken for feeling this way. This is a widespread experience, particularly for moms, because we're programmed to nurture and put ourselves last. So when our tank is empty, it feels like a personal failing. It's not. It's a signal that it's time to refill that tank. So let's get proactive. We understand the slump. Now it's time to fight back. Next up, I'm sharing tools that you can use right away. Little ways to start finding those joy sparks, even when things feel a little heavy. Because here's the deal. Joy is not a luxury. It's essential fuel, especially during these tough times. So let's get practical. Practicality has always been my best friend because with 5 kids and a household to run, I don't need any fluff. I wanna get to it. Let's go. Give me the strategy and let's get to work. That's my kind of vibe. So we're not going to magically change the weather or our bank balance overnight, but we can build up our own joy toolkit. Think of it like your emergency stash of good vibes ready to go when you need them. Gratitude is a total buzzword, right? But when we're slumping, it can feel like another chore. We all know about gratitude journals, but let's be real. Sometimes that feels like it's just one more thing on the to-do list. So I'm saying instead, let's get creative. What about starting a family gratitude jar? Everyone adds a little note about something good each day, or even at dinner, you could take turns sharing one thing that you're grateful for, even if it was just that extra scoop of ice cream. Because the sneaky power of gratitude, it forces us to look for the good, even when we feel like focusing on the not so good. Gratitude in action helps train our brains to notice those little wins, and over time, they start to feel bigger, which will build more joy fuel. Can we ditch the idea that self-care has to be an all or nothing thing? It's about finding those tiny pockets of time where we recharge just a bit. A 5-minute walk while the kids play in the yard, headphones on while you do the dishes, these are totally valid. The key is tiny but mighty. It's better to do one small thing consistently than force yourself into some grand gesture you'll never actually do. And hey, some days self-care might just be a shower, and that's okay too. This one is my favorite. It's called a joy list. Write down 10 to 15 things that are your guaranteed mood booster. When things feel heavy, pick one thing from that list and intentionally do it. No guilt, just a small, reliable way to reset. And the best part about it is that your joy list will evolve as you do. What made you smile last fall might not be the same as what you need right now. So permission to change it up and even have a little fun discovering new joy boosters along the way. There's no one size fits all when it comes to finding joy. So we've been focusing on the immediate, which is totally important too, but joy building is also a long game. This next segment is all about the mindset shifts that give these tools even more power. So we have some tools, but we need to adjust our thinking too. Because here's the deal. Joy isn't about never having bad days. It's about how we choose to move through them. So let's tackle some of these sneaky mindset traps that keep us stuck in the slump. We all have those negative tapes playing in our head. I'm so tired. I never have time for myself. I'll never get this under control. Now, try a little magic word. Yet. I'm tired, yet I'm going to savor this cup of coffee. Or I'm frustrated, yet I'm proud of the good mom moments today. It's not pretending the hard stuff doesn't exist. It's saying this isn't my whole story. It keeps that little glimmer of possibility open when all we want to do is shut down. When we're in a slump, it's easy to only see what we haven't done, but I want you to start noticing those little wins. Getting the kids out the door mostly on time, remembering someone's birthday, even just having a good cry and getting it out, no win is too small. Why does this matter? Because over time, focusing on the wins builds momentum. It reminds you that you can get through this, even if it's step by tiny step. Those small victories create stepping stones when you feel like you're drowning. We would not expect to run a marathon after sitting on the couch all winter, right? Joy is the same way. Those moments where you feel it, even for a second, those are you working that joy muscle. It gets stronger the more that you use it. Will there be bad days? Absolutely. But just like getting in shape, it gets easier over time. The slumps come less often and you bounce back faster because those joy tools and mindset shifts become second nature. If you haven't listened to episode 2 yet, I talk a lot about joy as a muscle and the joy gym. So if you haven't heard that one yet, definitely check it out. This is lifelong work, mama. We will not nail it every day, but that's why we're in this together. Now let's make it actionable, because before we wrap it up, I've got one concrete challenge for you. This week, I dare you to do 2 things. First, make your joy list. 10 things minimum. Those simple pleasures that make you smile. Second, I want you to practice the power of yet. Just notice anytime you catch yourself thinking a negative thought and flip the script by adding yet. Remember, you are worthy of joy, even in the toughest season, amidst the crazy, messy days. I believe in you and I'm right here fighting alongside you. I'm always available by message through our Instagram community, SJB, which is linked in the description below this podcast. So join in on the community. Don't be afraid to start your joyful rebellion today.